Net neutrality. Its future is up for debate, and many say its demise could change your experience online. Here's how.
I have no patience for useless things.
When you download from the internet, it arrives in packets of data. Think of the packets as literal packages. Let's say you want to watch a Netflix movie, which is 10 packages big. You order, Netflix ships, but first it has to go through a sorting facility. In this analogy, that's an internet service provider like Verizon or Comcast. Now, what net neutrality means is that all packages must be delivered at the same rate. If the rules change, a company like Netflix could pay extra to get on that first truck. If a company doesn't pay, they might be shut out of that first truck. They'll get delivered eventually. But if that climactic movie scene arrives late, you know what that means. And it's more than just movies. Media columnist David Carr with more.
Who gets to go fast and who gets to go slow? If my message comes to you really slowly, and another person's message comes quickly and directly, who's going to be heard? That has implications for democracy, for commerce.
In the ongoing debate, the forces of Silicon Valley are on one side, with over 100 companies, including Google and Facebook, in support of net neutrality. On the other side are cable companies with powerful lobbying efforts in Washington. Silicon Valley's stance is clear. The cable company's position is also clear. But what about users? Net neutrality is usually a subject that elicits more glazed eyes than passion, but that could change.
Net neutrality is a super wonky thing. Nobody wants to look behind their computer or look behind their television seeing what's really going on. But where people get interested, where they get actualized, is when that stuff stops working. Then they want to know who made this happen.